Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Every week I like to play a variety of music in all genres from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop, it's a celebration of community radio. And I'd like to welcome KXCR Community Radio in Florence, Oregon to the listening group. 90.7 FM. Today's edition of the Thrift Shop is going to be mostly jazz guitar music. And maybe toward the end of the hour, I might even find an episode of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. Mostly we're going to hear some jazz guitar music from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. So let's see what we got on the shelf here. Thank you. recorded back in 1939. That's Charlie Christian on guitar with Lionel Hampton on vibes. Tune called Flying Home. Before that, Django Reinhardt with Ultra Fox. And we started that set off with Eddie Lang, Going Places. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Jazz Guitar Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back right after this.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves.
This comes from the Associated Press. Are you ready? An unidentified wingless object traveling at high speed passed dangerously close to a Swiss Air jetliner, a Boeing 747, flying between Philadelphia and Boston, according to the airline on Friday. The pilot and co-pilot gave U.S. investigators different descriptions of the object that passed about, get this folks, 50 yards from the Boeing 747 after it had taken off from Philadelphia on August 9th. The pilot told the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board that the object was long and wingless. Co-pilot said it was more spherical. The incident took place at 23,000 feet. The plane's final destination was Zurich, Switzerland. That is from the Associated Press. So, it looks like a 747 just had a close encounter with something.
That was a clip of Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM show. Paul Rinsmondale at Radio Survivor reports that Art Bell is returning to the airwaves this July, just not on AM or FM. The 69-year-old radio star entertained conspiracy theorists for years, hosting Coast to Coast AM from 1988 until 2003. Bell, who played Eve of Destruction and other anti-war songs on his pirate radio station at Amarillo Air Force Base during the Vietnam War, eventually was syndicated on more than 500 radio stations with 15 million listeners nightly during the 1990s. In 2003, George Norrie took over the show, with Bell hosting on weekends only. After 2007, he's been off and on the radio several times, including a six-week stint on subscription-only satellite radio in 2013. On July 20th, Bell will be live on Midnight in the Desert, airing midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern Time on the internet station Dark Matter Radio, and a simulcast on the Tennessee-based Christian shortwave station WTWW. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
And I'm going to play a little bit more Charlie Christian here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Unmistakable guitar stylings of Les Paul, recorded back in 1947. That was At Sundown, and before that, Coquette. And we started that set off with two tunes by Charlie Christian. We heard Seven Come Eleven and The Sheikh of Araby. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we love 33s, 45s, 78s, cassette tapes, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, and homemade compact discs. It's analog culture for a digital world, and it's never the same show once. I want to say hello to folks listening on WSCS, my home station, 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. I've been on WSCS now for 16 years, and it is truly a community radio station for the Sunapee and Kearsarge regions here in New Hampshire.
Thank you. Thank you.
wonderful guitarist Barney Kessel with a tune called Salute to Charlie Christian. And before that, we heard Jimmy Rainey with The Body and Soul. We started that set off with Mr. Herb Ellis and Lover. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And at a thrift shop last weekend in Warner, the Warner Historical Society shop, I found a CD by Chris Albertson, and there's not a whole lot of information on it other than it was released in 1977. It's a homemade CD called The Journey Toward the Light, featuring some really interesting jazz guitar stylings, sort of reminded me of Pat Metheny. We're going to hear a couple of tunes, starting with Open Water.
Thank you.
We do love homemade releases here on the Radio Thrift Shop from 1977. That was Mr. Chris Albertson, a tune called South in the North, and we started off with Open Water from his CD, Journey Toward the Light. Well, it's that time you may or may not have been waiting for, an occasional episode of Flash Frisbone Radio Ace.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, the disc jockey with the unending array of pink slips, the on-the-air personality that travels from gig to gig in a never-ending search for a job where he lasts beyond the probation period. Flash Frisbone, with the uncanny ability to do or say the wrong thing at the wrong time, be in the wrong place, wear the wrong colored tie, eat the wrong breakfast cereal, take the wrong vitamins, drive the wrong car, wear the wrong deodorant.
Now, just a minute!
Flash Frisbone, whose employment history is bigger than the Manhattan Yellow Pages. You'll remember in our last episode, our hero, Floating Flashy Boo, was just given the old heave-ho from Hilo 2718. The station already changed its call letters to Disco 18 to 35, trying to recoup the listeners that he lost by giving the wrong weather forecast all evening at the all-weather station in Bim Bam, Manitoba. As we join Flash this week, he's slurping suds at BJ's Truck Stop and Beer Palace in Bim Bam, Manitoba, talking about his troubles with the barkeep and the only other person in the bar, a well-dressed gentleman in his mid and affluent 40s. Let's listen.
So I didn't know that it was raining. I mean, there's no windows, you know. Anyway, barkeep, another O'Keefe. So, I mean, that's the end of my broadcasting career. I'm out of it. So anyway, but what'd you say your name was?
Well, I didn't, actually. The name is Thurston. Thurston Fecal the Third.
Fecal the Third?
Fecal the Third. You've perhaps heard of the Fecal Broadcasting Corporation, perhaps?
Ye Fecal Broadcasting Corporation?
Yes.
The ones with all the money?
Yes, that's us. As a matter of fact, I did catch that broadcast of yours, and aside from a few mistakes...
I was just doing my job!
I think you're just what we need at our station in Butte, Montana. Would you consider coming to work for us?
Wow, sure!
Well, wonderful. Then if you'll come with me, I'm on my way back from my Canadian vacation, we can talk about terms, and I can show you the station. If you'll just come out here and climb into my limousine...
Wow, is that a neat car?
Well, I'll bet you thought things like this only happened in made-up stories. But Flash has another gig, and so we take you to Butte, Montana, and the offices of KBUX, K-Bucks.
And not only do you have a nice car, but what a neat office!
Yes, Frisbone, we believe the station image should start at the station.
Are those real gold records?
Oh, they certainly are. When the other stations were melting theirs down, mine stayed right here on the wall at KBUX. K-Bucks. Now, tell me, Frisbone, have you had much experience with beautiful music before?
Oh, I guess I work just about every format there is.
Well, Frisbone, here at K-Bucks, we pride ourselves in our uniqueness. We don't just play elevator music. Oh, no, sir. At K-Bucks, we play music for people without elevators. Our advertisers are a select group, and we're the only request station in Butte as well.
Take requests?
Yes, but only if the person calls collect. Now, we run about 12 spots a day.
You mean 12 an hour, right?
No, Frisbone.
No?
Here at KBUX, we don't rely on heavy spot loads. Didn't you notice where we are?
You mean with studios in the second floor of a bank?
We like to call it the penthouse. Now, Frisbone... Let's talk money.
Oh, boy, that's my favorite subject.
Well, yes, I suppose it would be. How does $100 sound?
Oh, wow. Gee, Mr. Fecal, I'm not sure. You know, with inflation and all, I don't know if that would be enough.
Oh, Frisbone, you drive a hard bargain, old man. Okay, I'll up it to $120.
Gosh, I really expected more than that. I mean, what can you buy with $120 a week anymore?
$120 a week? What do you think we're running here, Frisbone? This is KBUX, K-Bucks.
Yeah.
That means money. We don't worry about money here. I was talking about $120,000 a year, my good man.
You kidding?
Money's never a problem here at K-Bucks. When we need more, we just go downstairs and make a withdrawal.
Say, have you ever heard of Bert Lance?
Who?
Nothing, I was just...
Well, look, Frisbone, you can start today. Now, let's go to the studio. I'll introduce you to Rosemary. She's running the tapes.
Oh.
You'll like her, although sometimes she's a bit careless. Oh. Well, last week she erased 18 minutes of one of our best beautiful music reels.
Oh,
it was a sad, sad time, but...
Well, you know, I hear there's a lot of that going around.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. Here she is now. Rose.
Oh, yes, Mr. Finkel.
I'd like you to meet Flash Frisbone.
How do you do?
Enchanté.
Flash will be spinning tapes with us. By the way, did you recart that Royal Roll spot?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Finkel. It's right in the rack.
Yes. Frisbone, one of our best customers. Royal is the only car wash in the city that specializes in Rolls Royces. They're diversifying next week, though, to Mercedes. Flash, ever since we struck oil here, the city hasn't been the same.
Well, that's what I like to see, a town with a good, strong economy.
And a good, strong radio station. KBUX.
K-Bucks.
Right.
I'm a quick learner.
Now, here's the list of the music tapes that you'll be playing this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Right, middays, Frisbone.
My favorite shift.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard. Well, anyway, your first spot will be in about 3 hours.
3 hours?
We had a heavy load this morning.
Uh-huh.
Ran 4 commercials.
Yeah.
Had some complaints, too, so we're going to cut back this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Frisbone, it's very important that you get all of these tapes in the right order.
Oh, no problem.
And play the spots directly according to schedule. That's very important. We have a flow chart.
Huh?
It's all been worked out for us, Frisbone.
Oh.
The system is completely and totally automated. It all works with just one button.
This one here?
No, Frisbone, don't touch that button!
What? What's the matter?
Frisbone, that was the master erase button.
Come on, there's no such thing as that.
You have just degaussed the entire beautiful music library
KBUX. Never did.
K-Bucks.
Never did. Come on, where's the music?
Well, when I hired you, I thought you had it. But you've had it, Frisbone.
Is this a joke now?
We, won't be needing your services anymore.
Come on, now. What's...
Here, I'll write you a severance paycheck.
You're serious, aren't you?
Is that one N or two?
That's one N, but I mean, come on, now. What is
this? No, Frisbone, you just won't do.
Come on, now. I didn't even get to
start. Here's your severance pay for one day's work.
What is $4,616.96?
Well, Frisbone, no more negotiations. That's all you get. That's all you get. And I'd like to see you out of here as soon as possible. Rosemary, we need more tape.
I'll see what I can do, Mr. Finkel. Oh, by the way, Mr. Frisbone. There's a collect call for you long distance.
Oh, okay.
You can take it in the office.
Well, that's more money than Flash has made in his last 10 gigs put together. But what is going to happen in our next exciting episode? Who's the long-distance phone call from? And what about Elma Gluck? You'll find out next month when the Aircheck Factory brings you another amazing recorded adventure of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace.
The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan, exclusively for the Aircheck Factory. All rights reserved. Copyright 1980.
And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, every day is an adventure on the radio, whether you're Flash Frisbone or not. I just want to say thank you for listening. I'll be back soon with another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising through the dusty aisles of music. And until then, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Thank you.